It's been said that something as simple as eating dinner together can keep children from misbehaving. Drug addiction, gang activity, and bad grades are all impacted when a family spends time together around the dinner table. You know, in Luke 22, when Jesus told his disciples, "I have earnestly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer," I think he was tapping into something both for himself and his followers. In those verses, we see a Passover meal that would have a profound impact on Jesus and his disciples alike. It was on Maundy Thursday, almost 2,000 years ago, that Jesus celebrated his last Passover with the disciples. It was in that context that Jesus shared his last intimate communion with them. He washed their feet. He shared his very body and blood, his words, not mine. With this intimate core of believers, as Martin Luther would say later, in, with, and under the bread and wine. This was not just any meal. It was transformative, empowering. We see in Luke 22, beginning at verse 19, "And when he had taken some bread and given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, 'This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' And in the same way he took the cup after they had eaten, saying, 'This cup which is poured out for you is the new covenant in my blood.'" It is this same celebration that many enjoy regularly. Many believers and many churches sit or stand around the elements of bread and wine or juice and eat and drink in the presence of Jesus. It is in this divine meal that we are forgiven, empowered, and remember the sacrifice of our own perfect Passover lamb, Jesus Christ. It was important to Jesus, to the disciples, and it should be important to us. And doing so regularly, with the right attitude, will keep us on the true path and out of all kinds of bad behaviors.